Hi, this is Dipkishun Donald Turner, Donald Turner, date of service is 8/5/2025, date of birth 7/3/81, date of accident is 12/22/2023. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. He was initially involved as a front seat passenger with a head-on collision on a driver's side, leading to various symptoms that have been reported all along. And initially, he had some headaches, which are now much better. Dizziness has also improved, and blurred vision is also improved. He does not report those symptoms. Only issue is he's having a continuous pain in the neck, which is 8, and lower back pain is 10. And no radiation is reported for these pains, localized pain. Sometime he may have shooting pain to the left buttock and left posterior thigh, but not often. Some pain in the left shoulder is reported. And overall, patient has been advised about epidural injections several times, but he has not come forward for them. One was done in 9/11/2024. The next one was done on 5/30/2025. And other than that, patient was advised about spinal cord stimulation device as well as surgical consult. The patient has declined all of them. He does not believe that injections can bring him any relief. He has been demanding narcotics, especially Schedule 2. And the consensus has been reached that we are unable to help him for long-term chronic need for his pain management medication. He has been discharged today, and he is being referred to his primary care physician to manage the rest. He is rude, is demanding for, and we believe that he may resort to physical violence. He is not amenable. His mood is described to be terrible, depressed, and angry. He has been referred to a psychiatrist. He's on Seroquel. He does see a psychiatrist. He's been referred to his psychiatrist and his primary care, and he'll be discharged from our services. Thank you. Regarding the physical examination, blood pressure is 118/76, pulse 67, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 6/30/2025, dictation number 07066-022. And in the history, please use the scan document for his pain is 10, ADLs are 10, and he reports no relief, and he's used the ADL and system review, additional issues, as well as the substance abuse and the compliance history. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. We did not find a medication in his drug screen, so he is being discharged. Physical therapy has been reduced to once a week. For PT evaluation, PT certification is requested. He is still off work, and he thinks he cannot work. Hospital replacement. Narco 5/325 was supplied to him. One tablet once a day, PRN, 30 tablets. A 30-day notice has been provided to him, and we believe that he did not show the medication in his urine drug screen, so he's been discharged. Thank you. And the physical examination will remain same as 6/30/2025, dictation number 0706-022. And we discussed his MRIs, as well as need for epidural injections for his lumbar and cervical and left shoulder that he declined. He doesn't want any spinal cord stimulation device installed in. And we believe that he may have some pain, but he may also be exaggerating his pain and seeking more pain medication. Thank you.